would happen, a magic potion could save my heart. Who knew that these feelings had a name? I'm worthy of change, same as you are. Mirror, mirror, don't you judge me, don't you dare. Who knew I was capable of loving? Who was there staring back? I said staring back.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Transitional Wisdom Podcast, where Nash and I discuss all things trans and queer related from a variety of different perspectives.
We're going to talk about our experiences with packing and binding, because they were pretty different from one another.
Yeah, I'd definitely say so.
Yeah, so did you ever bind? Did you pack?
Yeah, all of the above. After coming out or coming to terms, whatever, I knew pretty immediately that binding was something that I wanted to do. I got some cheap binders off of Amazon. Don't do it. Just go with a good brand. I don't remember the exact name of the brand. It's all the letters and the two in it. G's and C's.
GC2.
Yeah, that one. That's the one. Yeah, I got one of those.
And you like that?
Yeah, I like the way that it looked and the way, you know, aesthetically, obviously, it was definitely a big change, but I was also working full-time in a kitchen in the middle of summer, and so it just wasn't, like, the best thing I probably should have been doing. Like, it kills your back. Yeah, so being on your feet all the time in a hot kitchen, like, it was not a lot of fun. I did tape for a little while. I tried that. I think my skin was just too sensitive for it.
Okay. Like, were you having irritation or something?
Yeah, I would have, like, irritation on my skin and a couple little blisters and stuff, so I didn't do that too often. And then a couple months before I knew I was having surgery, I just stopped binding and taping, and I didn't wear, like, bras or anything. Because it was also, like, fall, like, winter, and I wear, like, a lot of flannels and stuff, so, like, it would be covered, and I was rather small-chested anyway. So, like, you can tell that I wasn't wearing a bra. And, like, I work third shift, so everyone's in their pajamas anyway, so no one really gives a fuck. So it was perfect. And I think, like, it was also, like, being in that kind of environment and knowing that top surgery was so soon that I didn't feel like I had to do that anymore.
Yeah, you could, like, get away with letting yourself feel whatever.
Yeah, if that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
So, you did bind.
Yeah, but I didn't have a small chest like you. I had, like, the biggest chest ever. Mine was, like, I could have suffocated somebody with them.
Oh, stop it.
They were huge. So, yeah, binding was, I mean, it sucked because even with binding, you could still tell that, like, I had something, like, that there was something there. There was something weird, like, it wasn't flat, you know, like, that's how big they were, that it was still, there was still, like, a bulge there, whatever. So, but I mean, it definitely made me feel considerably better than not binding or just wearing a bra or something. But once I came out to Blair, I bought a binder, like, right away, and I wore it 24/7, and there were some nights I slept in it, but I did take it off to sleep because it was, like, I had a lot of issues breathing when I would do that, and my ribs would hurt and stuff like that, and I pretty quickly realized that was because I was, you know, wearing it so much. But yeah, my first one I had was this brand called Underworks, and it was like the, I think they call it like a tri-top or something, and it was basically like the crop top style, and it cut me so badly, like under my armpits. Like, it was just, I had, like, red marks. They were, like, actual, like, cuts from this binder. It would just, like, I don't know what it was. The material was horrible. So as soon as I discovered a different company, I immediately got a different one. So I had the same one as you, the GC2B.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a full-length one, which I don't know why I got a full-length one. I think I thought that that would be more comfortable, but I think now looking back, it was probably more uncomfortable. It was always, like, sliding up at the bottom because I was, like, heavier, so it was, like, it didn't just, like, lay flat, I guess. So, I said, looking back, I would have gotten probably the crop top one or something, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked that brand. That brand was super comfortable, and I felt like they were pretty well made, and I liked the material. Like, the material was so much better than what I had had before. So I had a couple of those, and I just basically rotated them until I had top surgery, and thankfully I had top surgery, you know, right around when I started hormones, so that was really nice to have everything, like, beginning at once. So that was a relief with the binding. I feel like mentally it might have been more difficult for me for some reason if I had to continue to wear one when I was...
So how long did you have to bind for before surgery?
Not very long. I came out in September, and then I had surgery April 1st. April Fool's Day. not very long in the grand scheme of things. You know, people definitely bind for significantly longer than I did.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, even in that short period of time, it was really uncomfortable. Like, and it was a lot. It was, like, a lot of a commitment, you know? Like, I never realized, like, you know, certain shirts you can't wear when you bind just because mm-hmm. the way that everything looks, and, like, you know, like, wearing white was really hard. Different designs just didn't work, and tank tops weren't possible.
Yeah.
So it was, like, you know, it kind of felt like as I was getting more comfortable with myself, I was also getting more uncomfortable with myself because things that I could do before were kind of being taken away from me in order to have other things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely does.
It's like a self-sacrifice that you have to do for yourself. And I don't know, that those are, like, the hardest ones because you're like, I'm trying to take care of myself here, you know?
Yeah, because I would always, you know, and I still do wear, like, a lot of cutoffs or, you know, stuff like that. And it just wouldn't work with I didn't like it with a binder as opposed to a sports bra. Plus, they're uncomfortable in the summer.
They are. It's so hot.
It's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
You sweat.
I didn't even have it for a summer, but I was living in Seattle in the spring, a little bit into when I was, like, still binding, just at the beginning or the end there. But, you know, it was warm, and just even that warmth was, like, yeah, hot with the binder. So I can't imagine what, like, a summer would be like, or, you know, any of that. It just sounds tough. But I did not ever pack, though. Well, I did pack, but for a very, very short period of time.
I know, I think that's so interesting.
It was a trial run.
Yeah.
See, I'm very like, cut and dry with certain things. Like, I don't know why. I don't like lotion on my skin, really. I don't like those types of feelings. Like, I don't like feeling restricted. And I think with packing, for me, part of the problem was that it felt like something was, like, there that wasn't actually there,
mm-hmm.
and or something was there, but it didn't feel like it was mine, and I guess it just never felt close enough to what I really wanted, that it was more of, like, the lack of felt more comfortable than this in between of, like, well, you have this, but it's not the same, or, like, whatever. I don't know. It never felt right for me, but I did have this one. Does this sound fucked up? I hope that doesn't sound fucked up.
No. Okay. I don't think it sounds fucked up.
Okay.
Packing wasn't comfortable for you.
Because I totally support and, like, validate people who do pack. Like, I think it's so cool that, like, you pack, you know, because it, to me, that's, like, such an embrace of, like, this masculinity or, like, this comfort that you have with yourself. So, like, when I say that about my experience, I don't want it to sound, like, invalid or, like, unsupportive of you or somebody else.
I don't think so.
It's just for me personally, like, it didn't feel right. Like, it just felt, okay, like, here, full disclosure, like, even now, I only can wear boxer briefs that don't let my leg feel that I have a penis. Because okay. the feeling of my penis against my leg feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that just kind of helps support that, like...
You like what you like, and you weren't comfortable with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I love everything about my surgery. I'm incredibly happy, but that is something I can't stand. So it has nothing to do with the actual body part. It just has to do with, like, I'm just really weird with stuff like that. So, like...
You're a weird boy. It's fine.
I am. Packing felt really uncomfortable for me. It didn't feel natural for me. Like, it didn't feel right. And I did have this really, really awesome STP that was... STP, Stantipee, if anybody didn't know that. I had this one from, it was from a company called Transthetics, which is owned by a trans guy, in, I think, in Australia. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm. I think maybe I've ordered something from them.
Okay, so I had their like, STP packer or whatever. It's called the EZP. So I had that one, and I actually really loved it. Like, I thought that it was super well made. I thought the texture was, like, really comfortable. I really liked how soft it was, and it was kind of, like, moldable. Like, you could put it in your underwear in a way that kind of, for me at least, felt semi-comfortable. So, and then also, I'm a really, like, shy peer, and I... Also, I just take a wild pee because I think just I have anxiety. so, in general, like, peeing has always been hard for me. But even with that, I was nervous that, like, my anxiety of peeing would not let me pee it into it. Like, or that I, mm-hmm. how do I say this? Or that, like, it, you know, it wouldn't go well. Like, it would spray everywhere or something because I was so anxious about it. But, like, putting my anxiety aside, none of that happened. Like, it actually worked super well. Like, I would pee, and it would come out, and it would, like, most of the pee would actually run out. Like, there was not, like, residual pee in it or anything, which I heard, you know, some STPs have that problem. So, like, nothing like that. I had nothing but a good experience with it. But it's still just, like, the, you know, the type of pants I like to wear, like, tighter ones, like, it was so obvious that there was a huge thing there that was not really there or whatever. And that, to me, like, made me feel even more dysphoric, because I was like, everyone's staring at me, this feels uncomfortable, like, people know, and there was just so much unnecessary attention drawn to that for me. Whereas now, like, after having phalloplasty, like, I don't feel that way. Like, mm-hmm. I know that it's there. And if there is, like, a bulge showing, it doesn't make me uncomfortable because I very much am like, oh, but it's supposed to be there. That's mine. Like,
that makes sense.
I feel connected to it.
Yeah.
So there's less discomfort, and it's more of just natural and feels comfortable for me. I think that's super weird. Like, I think that I should have loved packing because I wanted to have this surgery or wanted this body part or whatever, you know? Like, it was...
I think that's what people would... assume.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it was my assumption because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, okay, this should be something I liked. And then actually what happened was when I started to really, I probably only used that STP for maybe 2 months and not every, no, maybe 3 or 4 months and not every day. Maybe a handful of times, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, 5 times a month or something. And when I just was like, I can't, this doesn't feel good, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, like, whatever, and kind of realized that I just didn't like it, I was like, so does that mean I don't want to have surgery? Or, like, what happens if, or, like, more, then there was this question more of, like, well, what happens if I have surgery and I feel the way I feel about packing? Like, I can't just take it out of my underwear and put it back. And so that was, like, kind of a scary thing to think about, because, you know, I was so sure that I wanted to have phalloplasty or have a bottom surgery that, like, to have that kind of thought was like, well, how do I deal with this? Because it's not something you can try. The try is packing. And when I failed packing...
Did that also mean that that you wouldn't be comfortable with bottom surgery? Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fail at that too? Like, then what? You can't just say, like, never mind. So that, yeah, that was really... That was a lot of... reflecting and thinking to deal with, because I just, of course, like, did not want to make a decision that wasn't right for me. And it's interesting to me that, like, that's how my experiences went, like, kind of totally opposite than what I think we would expect.
Goes to show, not one way to be trans.
Exactly. Did you always pack, or, like, what was your experience? What is your experience?
I have so many dicks.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just got a new one the other day. Well, like, I have several toys, obviously, and then I have... I think I have four.
Whoa.
Packing things.
Four packing things.
Four or five, yeah. But there's a couple that I don't use just because they're not practical. I'm a very small person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so large packers are, like how you said, are going to draw attention and make it very clear that things are there that, you know, maybe weren't naturally there or whatever. And just packing is, I definitely have my awkward moments where I'm like, I don't think this looks good.
Yeah.
My go-to is a sock.
I've heard that.
I feel like it looks the most natural, and like, I wear tight jeans, so it just fits better. Like, I'm 5'2" and weigh maybe like 120, 130, depending.
Barely.
So, yeah. So, tight clothes is, you know, a lot of stuff doesn't fit down there.
No, I hear you.
I did try, and I don't remember what company I got it through. It was like a 3-in-1. Because I don't use a STP. That's never really been a priority of mine. I don't mind peeing sitting down. And it was supposed to be like a play, a packing, and an STP. I found it didn't really work that well. I don't know. I feel like...
Like function-wise, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like function-wise, like... Because I feel like there's difference in sizing, like, for packing, depending on play. And I just felt like it just did not work for me. And I've tried a couple others. I'm trying to think of what brands... I just got a Mr. Limpy small, okay. So I'm going to give that a shot. I haven't tried it yet. That was the one I just got. So, I don't know. I like it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't pack all the time. Like, I don't pack every day.
If you don't pack one day, do you feel like, oh my God, I'm like, this doesn't feel right, or...
No, I just kind of have days where I want to and days where I don't want to. Okay. And depending on work schedule or depending on what I feel like wearing, packing in gray sweatpants isn't my jam when I go to work. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So yeah, there's just like a lot of different factors that I guess take into account.
Yeah. Which is funny because I also have had to like, get different types of pants because of having phalloplasty now. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's just certain things that I can't wear the same way or something. Like, you know, lighter colored pants are, you know, problematic usually.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's just interesting. It's stuff I never would have thought about, but it's, yeah, it's funny. Like, now I have to like think those things through before I put something
before
on.
Before you buy them. Yeah.
Very weird.
I think it just kind of definitely goes to show that it's such an individual factor. And just because someone identifies as binary, you know, female to male, doesn't mean that they're going to want to pack.
Right.
You know, and non-binary people can or can't, or same with everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like very individualized. Like any assumptions I've made have usually been wrong, so I try not to assume things, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the moral of the story is just, like, if you're curious about it, try it out.
Yeah.
And just see if you like it or not.
You don't have to look a certain way or identify a certain way. It's just, if that's something that feels good or feels, like, comfortable, do it. You know?
One other thing I wanted to add to packing is, like, in the bedroom... It's different. Like, I feel natural packing if I'm with a woman, but I don't like packing if I'm with a guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I haven't really tried it with a guy, but I, and so, like, there's that, like, how will they respond, you know?
So a little insecurity?
Yeah, and a little lack of communication, I think, on my end, but I haven't really found, like, a cis gay guy that I really want to form that bond with yet, so, but also, yeah, definitely some hesitancy to, like, try that, because I feel like, I don't know, is it going to be weird?
Yeah.
You know?
What if it was weird?
I don't know, then I, because, like, for me, it feels right now, I don't think I'd like it. So if I tried it a couple times and it was weird and I didn't like it, I just wouldn't do it. So I'm just weird. So, yeah, it depends on the day, you know, the position of the sun, who I'm with, like.
But I think those are all valid, whatever, criteria.
I like to think so.
If you did pack while you were with a guy and there was a weird reaction from him, would that trigger dysphoria for you?
Ooh. Yeah, probably. In the way that it would, I think it would just be invalidating.
Yeah. Because that's exactly how I would feel.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, you know my issues with saying the word dysphoria and attaching that to myself, but...
Yes, I do.
But definitely, yeah, definitely invalidating and would definitely make me uncomfortable in myself.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think so. And I think that I'd work my way through it and I'd realize that that's a reflection on them and not me. But yeah, in that moment, yeah, definitely.
Me too, for sure.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it would obviously, I'm not going to rule out, I'm never going to make a blanket statement that I would never be comfortable packing in bed with a cis man. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I think it all depends on the person. That's just, I have not been comfortable enough to do that yet.
I hear you. That makes sense. And I think it's a big deal. I think that's like, to me, it sounds like another level of intimacy in a way to kind of reveal this other part of you.
Yeah. I didn't really look at it that way, but yeah, I think that's, I think that's definitely a valid point. You have a way of like analyzing like why I do the things that I do. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it's probably a lot of anxiety and, you know, all these other things. I'm like, yeah, you just read me.
Oh my gosh, so funny. I understand you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Transitional Wisdom. If you feel you'd like to share your story or if there's a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at nash@transitionalwisdom.org or visit our website, transitionalwisdom.org. And please don't forget to like, share, rate, whatever. It really helps us reach a wider audience of people who may find this helpful. And hey, thanks.
Who knew this would happen? A magic potion could save my heart. Who knew that these feelings had a name? I'm worthy of change, same as you are.